The Securities and Exchange Commission was due to vote on Friday morning on the first crypto-specific rule in its history. On the 13th of August, a one-sentence notice cancelled the meeting. No reason, no new date. Signed by the Commission Secretary, Vanessa A. Countryman.
The notice cites the previous announcement and nothing else. Staff called it a scheduling problem when asked, and the published record says only that it will not happen. What was on the table was regulation crypto assets, a tailored offering regime, with a $75 million threshold at its centre.
And the vote would have bound nobody. It publishes a draft in the Federal Register and opens a comment period, usually 30 to 90 days. Pulling something that cheap suggests the disagreement is about whether to start at all.
The timing was already unusual. The meeting was noticed on Monday the 10th, 4 days ahead, rather than the week the Commission normally gives. That put it immediately after the Senate left for a five-week recess without advancing the Clarity Act.
A second measure slipped the same day.
That's right, the innovation exemption, which would let tokenized securities trade under relief from existing rules. Accounts of the deliberations attach two objections: the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association, on scope, and concern inside the administration about cutting across the clarity negotiations. That is reported, not on the record.
There is also a question about the Commission's own authority, whether the legal basis and the economic analysis survive review. Slower than a diary clash. Meanwhile, tokenized US Treasury funds held $16.19 billion on the 15th of August across 87 products run by the biggest names in asset management.
Three things were meant to settle this year: a statute, a rule, relief. All three are waiting, and the money is not.
Thanks for listening.
I was Bob.